This is Megan Ott reporting back here at the Ag Masters Conference in Champaign, Illinois. With me now, I have Paul Eesker, who had just finished up his presentation on the statistics of on-farm foliar fungicide research trials. Paul, if you would give us a little background of where you are from and what it is that you exactly do.
I'm based at the University of Wisconsin. I'm a field crops extension plant pathologist, but I have a background that is sort of a hybrid. I have a plant pathology background and also a statistics background. So as you can see from what I was talking about today, it kind of merges those two topics.
Very good. And I have a few questions here to help give readers a little bit more understand the importance of everything. And the first one here I have is, what is the importance of having on-farm research and what does it mean for growers these days?
I think there's a lot of value in on-farm research, whether it's affiliated with somebody like me at the university or just understanding what's going on the farm. Most of the results we get are from small plot trials, and there's always questions that come up regarding how does that translate out to the farm scale sort of issue. And I think going with on-farm trials gives the best of both worlds. You can start to understand what the research side of the question is, but you're doing it on your own farm with your own production practices. And the key point when you go on farm is still understanding what are the practical limitations of getting good results.
Very good. And my final question here, where can farmers go to have a greater resource and gain information for an on-farm research?
I think there's a lot of sources. I mentioned one that I'm a part of that's based on the Plant Management Network. These are sort of talks from an on-farm research conference or workshop, but always start with your local extension people. They usually have access to sort of information. Some of the stuff we use, to give you an idea, is actually from out west. In the Pacific Northwest, there's a large on-farm set of materials available from coordinated trials. And I think if you are able to go on the internet, work with your extension, you can uncover a lot of things, and a lot of these topics we were talking about today are going to be illustrated there as well.
Great. Well, thank you for your time here, Paul, and we thank you for attending us at the Ag Masters Conference. Reporting back here at Ag Masters, this is Megan Ott.